You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Friday, May 27th, 2022. I hope you and everyone you love is safe and well. First and foremost, of course, as always, the podcast, the website, and everything that happens around it all comes out of my pocket or out of the pockets of the people on Patreon and other people who help support the website. If this website and the podcast are helpful to you, I appreciate all the help I can get to keep it all running, okay? So your donations are always welcome. Links are in the sticky post at the front of the website. First of all, I mean, I must say that the last couple of days I've really been sort of in a funk over this shooting in Texas. A lot of terrible details have come out since the shooting happened. And what it really shows is that the Republican Party's and right wing's excuse making about good guys with guns are going to stop bad guys with guns, and you know, we need locked doors, not less guns. None of this is holding water here. The police officers that were there at the school stayed outside the school and wouldn't confront the shooter for an hour. Those the second, third, and fourth graders were in that school being shot to death by that shooter for an hour. He was in there before they went in and took him out. And I don't know, like, I can't get that out of my head, you know? So it's been hard. Like I wanted to, I had some other podcasts planned and, I just couldn't get myself to do anything. It was really hard, honestly, I must say. And I just, my heart bleeds for the parents in Texas, Uvalde, Texas. We've got to do something in America. I'm sorry. We have to vote Democrat up and down the ticket and change America away from this kind of madness. I just want to play really quick this father. I put it on the website, but I want to isolate it here on the website, on the podcast too. This father talking about his daughter to Anderson Cooper. Listen to this real quick.
We just gathered a family and had a dinner. She just got her phone. She'd been wanting her phone for so long, and we finally got it for her. She just tried to call the police.
She actually tried to call.
Yes, I got confirmation from two of the students in her classroom that she was just trying to call the authorities. And I guess he just shot her. How do you look at this girl and shoot her? Oh, my baby. How do you shoot my baby? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That is the sound of a man. Absolutely broken and torn to pieces. Okay. And he doesn't know what to do, you know? None of it makes any sense. It's got to stop. It's got to. We have to band together, all of us rational people in America. I don't care what political party you're in. We have to vote Democrat up and down the ticket to stop this shit from happening anymore. Anyway, I had to get that out of my system a little bit. Okay, I'm sorry, but it just breaks my heart. So, anyway, what I want to talk about, I guess, today is something more uplifting, I guess. Hierarchical and not the rest of the world, you know. Because ultimately, the rest of the world is lost in terms of the truth about us as people, which is why people come to my website, why my website exists, okay? To preach the truth about hierarchy. Because ultimately, without hierarchy, if we're left to just the world's ideas about what we should be as people, we're going to be lost. And the world's not going to make any sense. Okay. This is really true when it comes to alphas. Faggots have their own journey to self-acceptance, but it's a more direct one. A faggot knows what it is generally. It just needs pushing to get there. But alphas have a lot of pressure on them by society that they have to act a certain way to be a leader, to be a man, to be a dominant sexual force or social force, much more than faggots do. And of course, if you divide alphas up in straight and gay alphas, there's another level of pressure there, because if you're a gay alpha, you're told that, you know, you're less than a straight alpha, which is ridiculous. That's what the world puts on people. Hierarchy as a system of understanding the true nature of people, and particularly men, helps us to cut through the false narratives that are placed on us, so that we can actually live our truest, most natural lives. Which is why I find running the website and keeping it running so important, because I've been helping people find truth in their life. And this story is about that, okay? A few weeks ago, on the website itself, of course, I've got a questions, ask a question. You can ask questions of me, and I will answer them as best I can. And I got a question from reader. I got a question from somebody named Lorenzo, who said he was an alpha. He felt like he was an alpha. He's gay, young. He's 19 years old. And he has a boyfriend who's 17. And he was complaining that he doesn't feel like his boyfriend submits to him enough. And he felt like he was alpha, and he wanted his boyfriend to admit that he was a faggot so he could start using his boyfriend as his faggot. Now, in that situation, I don't really know how to advise, per se, because I don't know the boyfriend, and I only know the scant details that I got from Lorenzo. But, you know, I suggested sort of a test to see if how the boyfriend responded to, you know, a suggestion of being a faggot, okay? Just to see, just to get some kind of preliminary data, you know. Well, anyway, as it turned out, Lorenzo took my advice, and he did try to get his boyfriend to admit he was a faggot and to submit to him. And the boyfriend balked at it at first, okay? And the boyfriend was like, I'm not a faggot, and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to give you sex more than twice a week and blah, 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 and had this whole list of demands, like a girl, okay? Any straight alpha that's listening will know what that is immediately. Girls are like, you know, we can have sex once or twice a week if you ask in advance and blah, blah, blah. And they've got this laundry list of demands. Men don't operate like that, okay? They want sex 24 hours a day if they could get it, and they want it on demand, you know? They don't want to wait around. They don't want to have a committee meeting about it. They want to fuck, all right? So, anyway, this boyfriend, responded with all these demands, and Lorenzo was, disappointed. And I told Lorenzo that if the boyfriend does not respond favorably, that you need to get rid of the boyfriend and find yourself a faggot. So Lorenzo listened to me and told his boyfriend, well, then we cannot be together anymore because you're not what I'm looking for. And the boyfriend, you know, flipped out, started crying hysterically, and left. And a few hours went by. And then Lorenzo gets contacted by his boyfriend. And his boyfriend had a noticeable change in attitude. And the boyfriend apologized to Lorenzo for flipping out. And they got together and they had a long talk. They went out to the movie theater. And then Lorenzo did what I kind of told him to do, which was to just demand service, okay? So they're in the movie theater. They were all alone in the theater. And so Lorenzo looked at his boyfriend, his ex-boyfriend, I should say, and said, suck it. And the boyfriend did and sucked him off, swallowed his cum right there in the theater. And then after the movie was over with, Master Lorenzo took his new faggot home, took it to his bedroom, and fucked it missionary style. And with every thrust into his faggot, he would look in his faggot's eyes and say, you're my property now. You're mine now. And he bred his new faggot. And Master Lorenzo wrote to me after this experience, thanking me and other alphas on the website who've been guiding him in this journey. And he was filled with a new confidence. He was basically saying, I'm going to own a stable of faggots. I want to own the world. I'm not settling down. I'm going to do whatever I want because I am an alpha male. You know, like he was finally embracing his alphahood. It's such a powerful experience. And if you go to the website, you'll find Master Lorenzo's story on the site. I posted it a few hours ago. And it's good to read his account of it word for word. But, I came away with a few items from that experience that he related, showing how well he did in claiming his first faggot. He, first of all, was very forthright, told the faggot exactly what he expected. When the faggot rebelled, he didn't give in. See, any straight alpha listening will know that the trap is when the girl, or in this case the faggot, gets upset and starts crying, the alpha will a lot of times give in and say, oh, it's okay, well, we can talk about this some other time, you know, and kind of go back into the same roles. You have to break that, which is exactly what Master Lorenzo did. He said, no, you can go home and cry, you know, like, I don't care. Like, it's just, your tears aren't going to change my mind. This is what I want. Which forces the faggot, in this case, to have to go home and think, you know, what am I doing? I'm throwing away this situation with this man who is trying to take over my life, and I like it. I'm turned on by it. It excites me, but why? I don't understand. And they get curious, and they want to come back, and they want to try again, which is what happened with this faggot. And then, of course, when Master Lorenzo took the faggot to the movie theater and said, suck it, you know, that is, first of all, it was in a public place, which, you know, takes a level of boldness, right? A level of dominance, you know, taking that space. But also, he wasn't asking, hey, would you suck it? He wasn't interested in the faggot's opinion. It was, suck my cock, you know, now. And so the faggot did. Which, you know, leads to this thing that I'm always emphasizing on the podcast and on the site, is that men have an inherent right to these things. You simply have to demand it with confidence. And know if the person does not submit to your will, that they're not right for you. And you go move on and find somebody who is. You know, it's not really that hard. In this case, the faggot did give in. And then, of course, when Master Lorenzo took the faggot home and fucked it on his back, missionary has a special kind of dominance effect on submissives, you know, females and faggots, in that, in terms of dominance and submission, the man is on top of the sub, fucking it, staring directly into its eyes. So that exchange in facial expression can be one of love. It can be one of passion. It can be a million different things. But in this case, it was a look of dominance. It was, I mean to fuck you and make you mine. I am taking possession of you. And in fact, that's what Master Lorenzo did. He repeated that mantra with every thrust, you know, claiming the faggot, which those words in that context is very powerful. It puts the faggot in the correct mindset space. It's like, it's already in subspace, but then you are sort of hypnotizing. It's sort of a form of hypnosis where you're repeating this mantra, which gets into the faggot's mind. That faggot, I guarantee you, went home filled with Master Lorenzo's cum and thought about those words and what they mean. So all in all, like, I must say that, and here's what I wanted to say too, is that what Master Lorenzo demonstrated, Master Lorenzo didn't have a guidebook. I mean, I gave him some tips and things I thought he should implement. Some other alphas did too. And ultimately, Master Lorenzo had to create this situation. But he had the instinct for it. And all alphas have this instinct. They just have to implement it. That's it. It's right there. Everything that an alpha wants is right there, if they just have the courage and confidence to take it. People will bend to your will. you know. And I think that was an understanding that Master Lorenzo had to come to. And, you know, here's the other, I mean, with Master Lorenzo, there's that extra layer that I mentioned at the outset of being a gay alpha, you know, being told by the gay agenda, the gay people, the world, that everybody's equal, everybody's, you know, let's be fair to everybody, blah, blah, blah. And then there's this sort of subconscious thing that gay alphas and alpha and homosexuals in general are inferior to straight males. There's that kind of subtext as well. So Master Lorenzo had to cut through all that and look at the deeper truth in order to take what he wants. And I'm so, so proud of him because he passed this test with flying colors. And as for me, this is far from the first time that I've helped an alpha discover his alphahood. It's happened a lot, okay? And I'm not bragging. It's just the truth. It's such a privilege to me, really. It's a huge privilege to be able to be that part of an alpha's journey into embracing his alphahood. It's huge for me, you know, and I love it. And I'm always excited by it. The Master Lorenzo's was particularly exciting to me because he came to me out of left field with these questions that were natural questions of any alpha, you know. And I was able to help him through the website and through truth, you know. And I never take that for granted. So I thank Master Lorenzo for sharing his incredible experience with me, and for Master Bruno, Master Ben, Master Matt, and the other alphas, Master Steve, who were instrumental also in being guiding lights, you know. Hopefully Master Lorenzo's story will help other alphas find their truth as well. Anyway. Well, that's all I got. I do encourage you to go read that article. It's, you know, it's very enlightening, I think, and very powerful. So, anyway, I guess I will let you go, okay? Take care of yourselves out there, okay? Love ya.